A mission group in India awaits a court's decision for their future work. North Korea is the focus of a prayer awareness campaign, and fish and ministry go hand in fin. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in India, where not much has changed in the local courts regarding Hope Givers International's ministries. Ministry President Samuel Thomas's case stalled in the lower courts. It could be an attempt to keep power in the lower courts. Hope Givers Michael Glenn gives us this update.
Dr. Sam had a hearing that it was delayed, and the news we got is being delayed 10 days, but we're not really sure and trying to get accurate information on that.
Glenn says there's another decision related to the registration that's being decided in the courts today. It's pivotal because
this is the license to operate the orphanage and the hospital and the school and seminary and so on. And also, they've frozen our bank accounts. So it makes it very difficult to get things done and buy the food and the propane gas for the cooking and keep things supplied and stocked for the hospital. We are waiting to get a decision to free that up.
Next, millions of people have fled as refugees across the border of North Korea into China to escape the atrocities of living under that regime. Through the North Korea Freedom Week, Open Doors is raising awareness in the United States for prayer support for those who are suffering there, especially Christians. Open Doors' Johnny Lee says,
no one knows how many Christians in North Korea, but we know definitely there's a lot of Christians, and they endure with difficulty, severely persecution. They have an excellent testimony.
Lee believes God is working in North Korea through the prayers of his people worldwide.
I think particularly Christian, we care, but if we don't know, that how can we care? But the exciting thing is people begin to know, people begin to care, and I believe people can begin to pray, and prayer is the open doors for North Korea.
Go to our website for more information. You're listening to Mission Network News. In many Muslim countries, it's dangerous to even carry a Bible. That's why the World Bible Translation Center's Gary Bishop says they're excited to be distributing the Arabic New Testament on CD to be viewed on the computer. Bishop says they're working on a CD with both the text and the audio of the Bible,
which will just make it more widely available to anyone in an Arabic-speaking country that wants to choose to listen to God's Word. And, you know, so many of them are curious right now, and it's a perfect time to do that.
With unrest throughout the Muslim world, Bishop says the situation is primed for God to work through His Word.
Only the love of God and only His message of redemption and restoration of man to God and forgiveness and peace will be the thing that changes those hearts. And so we're excited for the opportunity to get God's Word there to actually change the hearts of Islamic and Arabic people.
And the food crisis in the Caribbean is dire. Food for the Poor's Angel Aloma says that's why they've gone to fish farming, which will continually move these communities toward self-sufficiency.
Tilapia is a very productive way to increase the food supply of a country, particularly a poor nation. And one of the biggest problems in poverty-trapped countries is that there is not enough protein supply to nourish the children properly. And it is wonderful because it really frees many, many families from the idea of relief, of just giving them the fish, and rather we're teaching them how to produce it.
Tilapia farms are fully functional in just 4 to 6 months. Aloma says tying their tilapia ponds into an outreach ministry is a natural fit.
It reminds me so much of the instances of the multiplication of the loaves and the fish, of Jesus using fish to feed the hungry multitudes. We don't want these people to be fainting from hunger, because the Word of God better enters the ear when the person is alert and well-fed.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.